So he says like this: Usfartem lachem mimacharas hashavas. So again, we're going to do this for a refu, for refu shlema for Navadina Basterna. Okay, Sfartim lachem yimacharas hashavas miyom haviyachem es omer hatnufa sheva shabasos timimos tiyena ad mirachas hashavas hashviz tisperu chamishim yom v'hikraftem mincha chadash al Hashem. So that's the pasuk. You should count for yourself mimacharas hashavas from the day after Shabbos, which we've learned now is teaching us about the first day of Pesach is like Shabbos because it's totally inspired by God. Fine. Miyom haviyachem on the day that you'll bring the omer hatnufa. And then you'll do what? You'll count. Sheva Shavatot Mimotiyena. So you're going to count 7 weeks that are whole. Ad Mimacharas HaShavos HaShviyis. Tisperu Chamishim Yom. So then till after that next Shabbos, you'll count 50 days. And V'hikrafta Mincha Chadash Al Hashem. So there's a problem here in this pasuk. Because what it's telling us is what we're going to count 7 weeks. 7 times 7 is 49. So what is it saying here? You should count Sheva Shabbatot Mimot Tiyena, 7 full weeks, until the next Mimachras HaShabbos HaShviyis, on the day after the 7th, that you'll count 50 days and bring the Mincha Chadash al Hashem. Wait, is it 49 or is it 50? Meaning HaMefarshim Amdu Al Siyam HaPasuk V'Yikra, and then on top of that, V'Yikrafta Mincha Chadash al Hashem. And then you will bring a new mincha to God. The halo inyan shtei halechem mefurash b'pasuk shel achrav. But then we have a pasuk afterwards that talks about the shtei halechem, which is brought on Shavuos, right? Shel mimo Shavuos sechem taviu lechem tnufa shtayim v'chule. V'chein lama nizkar inyan hamincha al sfiras haomer pasuk echad. The mashma shezeh chilek misfiras haomer. Right. So, like, if you think about it, right, it's like here. If you look at the pasuk again, it says you're going to count. It's part of the counting. When you bring this mincha chadasha, it's part of the sfiras haomer is this mincha chadasha. Additionally, od tzarech biur madua lo mefurash b'torah be'ezo yom b'chodesh chal chag haShavuos. Famous question. Why does the Torah, nowhere does it tell us a calendar day for Shavuos? K'moshim mefurash b'shar hamot mo'adim. All the other holidays has specific day on the calendar. The cost of rock will be Yom Habikurim b'harkuvchem mincha chadasha l'Hashem b'shvuoseichem. Hainu, shenotin simon shayom tov chal b'yom hakrova shnei alechem. So now it's telling us that when do you celebrate this holiday? When you bring the two breads, the shnei alechem. V'gam, additionally also, b'mitzvah sviras ha'omer atzma yesh l'hakshos kein. D'lo nemer b'tor l'hachil l'sbor b'shisha asar. Like that's what we talked about last time. Here it's the strangest thing. It tells you when do you count? Mimachras HaShavas. It doesn't tell you the 16th of Nisan. Again, no calendar day. Od Yesh Lomar Amro Tisperu Chamishim Yom Velo Memtet. Right. That was again. It says 50, not 49. Hare ein sofrim elam memtet yom. But the reality is, we only count 49 days. Barash mivarvus shazem mikra mesuras. That this is really like kind of like an abridged pasuk. Achen yesh levar lama kasva kein hatar hakadosha sharei bevada yesh lechol davar kavana miyuchedet. So right, so like, there's clearly an intent going on here. Right, the Torah is crafting for us, and it's messaging a lot of stuff in this. In this, the way it's presenting us this mitzvah, and then everything else that goes with it. So it's Sfiras HaOmer strange, the way it's presenting it, the way that we come to Shavuos is strange. When we start the count is strange. All this stuff is weird, a lot of weird. And then again, that Shavuos holiday is celebrated around the Shtei Alechem. So it's a lot of weird stuff here. So first we have to explain the special mission, let's say, of this time period of Sfiras HaOmer in general. Right, because in this time of Sfira, there is like this very lofty intent in the Tikkunim Elyonim, in these upper, you know, I guess, we're fixing things above, Achein, Al Derech Avoda, Inyana Kemosh Omrim Achar Sviras Omer, Ribono Shalom. Like, right, we see this in our Siddurim. There's a whole Ribono Shalom after counting the Sfira. We say, Atah Sivisanu Aide Moshe Avdechel Desporz Sviras Omer, Kidei Latarenu Mikliposenu Mitumosenu V'chule. Right, so we say, gave over this mitzvah through Moshe to count the Omer in order to purify ourselves from the outer shells and from the pure impurities, the etaher et kadesh b'kedusha shamala. Now we're going to become purified and we're going to be sanctified with this whole, with this extra level of kedusha. So now the purpose, yi'ud ha'tkufa hazot hu latzeit v'lihitaher mi'atuma v'lihikanes l'mekor ha'kedusha. So the idea is we're supposed to go from and go out of the impurities and become purified, right? V'chol tekufa zo hi yechida achas mi'pesach ad chag ha'shvuos. Right, so this whole period is one period, right, from Pesach to Shavuos, Shabon Nishlemes Hayitzia Mimitzrayim. So here's a beautiful idea. So what we're doing now actively is we're completing our going out of Egypt. Shahre Kol Inyan Chaga Pesachu Zman Cheresenu Perish. Let's say it's the Cheres Mihashibud Shahainu Shahayinu Mishubadim Lepar Mitzrayim. So the whole idea of Pesach was what? The time of our freedom, of our liberty, which means that we're going out from the servitude, right, that we were completely subjugated to Paro in Egypt, the Hainu Hashibud Leklipas Mitzrayim. So it's not just to Pharaoh, to Paro, but it's to the Klipa, to the impurities, to the horrible state of being that was Egypt. Now again, what we're talking about is that the society was messed up, right? So there's a negative, there's something very negative in the society that was Egypt. And so we have to leave that place. So now, Achayitzia Hazot Eina Nishlemes Ki Im B'Chag HaShavuos. That leaving of Egypt is only completed when we get to Shavuos. She'en Lecha Ben Choron Ela Misha Osek B'Torah. Because it's only when we get to Shavuos, when we're able to, that we become B'nei Choron, when a person is Osek B'Torah. V'chama Amar HaKosav B'Hotziacha Et Ha'amam Mitzrayim Ta'avduna Et Elokim Al Harazeg. Right? God says to Moshe at the Sneh, He says, you'll know that I sent you when you go out, right, and you'll come and you'll be of Oda to Hashem on this mountain, Perish. Dematai tigamer v'tishalem hotziacha to Ami Mitzrayim. When are we going to consider this process of leaving Egypt as complete? Kishet tavdun et Elokim al harazeh. When you're going to do the avoda on this place, which is what Har Sinai, meaning when Moshe was at the Sneh, when he's at the burning bush, he's on Har Sinai, right? So God's telling him, you're going to know that this whole process is complete when you're at Har Sinai. What process? The process of going out to freedom. Ki Yetzias Mitzrayim v'Kabbalas HaTorah heim inyan echad v'hemshech ratzof. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim and receiving the Torah is really all one, it's all part of the same process. V'chol ochi Yehudi eino over et tekufas HaTahara u'megila Kabbalas HaTorah ein zoshlimus zman chereseinu. It's not considered to have completed this man chayrusim, this process of going out to freedom until we get to Shavuos, into Kabbalah Satara. V'al pizeh yivur hadiyuk shediku b'svarim hakadoshim b'vinim man lo nizkara b'pesach mitzah simcha b'ferish. Right? It's the craziest thing. If you go and you open up a chumash and you look, does it ever say anything about being v'samachta b'chagecha when it comes to Pesach? It does not say anything about simcha. It says it by Sukkos, and it says it by Shavuos. V'yalfinu nasa mishar ha'regalim Sukkos v'Shavuos. Shavahem kein nemer ha'mitzvah m'forash b'Torah HaKadoshah. It says it explicitly. V'yesh lomar ha'tam b'zaki amnam shlemos ha'simcha shal zman chayotenu einan shlemos ad kabbalas ha'Torah kamar. So you know why there's no explicit mention of simcha when it comes to Pesach? Because it wasn't whole. It wasn't complete. And so there's something lacking. So even though we learn it derech agav, we learn it in like a backwards way from the other holidays because it's the three regalim, they're all together, they're all part of the same unit. But the fact of the matter is that there is still something missing from Pesach. and you need the process.
It's like it was one long holiday.
Yeah, right? That's what he's saying. Exactly.
Sfiras Omer is the Chol HaMoed.
It's one long process, and it's. But now we, because we learned this, the Sisechein, related to this idea of the fact that the inspiration was so fleeting, in a sense, it left a residue, but it was not something that we had really attained anything that we could take it with us. We only had an inspiration. Now we got to do the work. So for 49 days, we're working our way towards getting towards this Kabbalah Satorah event, but it's still lacking. Okay, so now it still hasn't answered. So we see that there's some connection. So he's basically said the process of the Sfira is this process of working towards Kabbalah Satorah. Okay, but we really haven't answered any of the other issues that we have in these psukim that he brought up. Okay, so now let's see. So now in this period of time called Sfira, there are two issues that he's going to talk about. Hashlamas Yitzias Mitzrayim kehemshech lePesach, right? This continuation of the redemption or the leaving of Egypt, right? Like a continuation from Pesach. Ayisod Mada Amar, the Sefer Divrei Moshe Al Ma'amar Kosov, Lo Nacham Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim. And then what does it say? It says, as we're coming out in Beshalach, it says, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. We were chamushim, right? So different, what's one translation of chamushim is, we were armed. We were ready for battle. We had our ammo. The other way is, v'chamushim is that of either a fifth of us left, something like that, okay? Rashi says, Barashi Kasav, the Tevas v'chamushim, hainu echad mi'chamisha, right? One-fifth. Shirach hamishis mi b'nei Yisrael yatsu Mitzrayim. Okay, so only one-fifth left. Amnam lafizeh kasha, ma'zeh kashor l'rosh ha'pasuk v'lo nachem elokim derech eretz plishtim. So how does that connect with the beginning of the pasuk? If you're saying that only one-fifth left, what does it mean that God, lo nachem elokim derech eretz plishtim? How does that connect to the rest of the pasuk? You ready for this? You hear this? It's mentioned 50 times. The idea of leaving Egypt is mentioned 50 times in the Torah. Because there are 50 aspects of leaving Mitzrayim. So as we leave Egypt, the process is there 50 different aspects to the leaving of Egypt. And therefore, when we leave that night, that's one step in a step of 50. And so in this 50 that we're talking about, it comprises all the midos on their general and in their detail. Because in each one, you have an aspect of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? So we leave on that night, it's only 1/50th of our leaving. So they only have attained 1/50th of our goal. And so we have 49 more steps in the process of leaving Egypt, right? So what do you think? Right here, you can just answer the question. Why does the Pasuk talk about 49 days of counting and then tells us that we counted 50 days? So the way he's going to learn it is that we're counting the day, Mimachras, the day of Shabbos, right? Shabbos, meaning the first day of Pesach, is really part of the process of this, I would say. Or you could learn it the last, whatever it is. Right? Yeah, but you see that the first day is part of that process. Izesh Amar HaKosav, right? God did not, God changed his mind or didn't want to go. We say she changes mind. He questioned this idea of going in that direction. Ki amar Elokim peni nachem ha'am b'rosam milchama v'shava mitzrayim. What Hashem was worried about is that we would be getting, we would see war. I mean, we were at that point, we weren't ready for it, and we would go back to Egypt. How would it be possible here? The Jewish people are leaving Egypt. How would we ever think of going back there? See, here he's saying it's like this. In a million years, if you really left Egypt, you would never consider going back. But if you only left partially, so then that makes sense that I'd be worried that you'd fall back into this idea of going back to Egypt. So the whole pasuk is saying, why was God worried about us getting into trouble that we would have second thoughts and go back to Egypt? Because we really haven't left Egypt. We only left 1/50th of Egypt so far. Because we're really still totally entrenched in that society. And that's why God's worried that we're going to go back. From this we learn what's going on with Sefiras HaOmer. Because this really is the continuation of this time of going through, getting, you know, becoming free people. So each day, it's one piece of the puzzle of getting out of Egypt. Right? So that's the idea. The 49 days. Right? The whole purpose of the Sefira is to what? To be able to help us purify ourselves from the impurities and perish. What does it mean? Lam shech latzeis v'lehi hechaletz mikol chamishim hamadrego shel tumas mitzrayim. Right, each day we're stripping ourselves of another piece of the impurities of the tuma that was Egypt. And so based on this, yesh lefarish amrot tisbru chamishim yom. Now we understand why the pasuk is talking about counting 50 days. Shahamisbar chamishim kolal gam et yom tov harishon shapesach, because it's really including the first day of Pesach as well. Asher bo yotzim et hachelik harishon echad michamishim shel hayitziyah, because that was the first day of the process of the 50. And therefore, that's why it says in the pasuk, we counted 50 days. The achar kach, and therefore after b'shar hayamim hayotzim et shar mem tet hachalakim, then we go through the other 49. Sheke amar ze inyan yimei asviram. Right, so that's what we're doing. And now we're in the count. We left Egypt, but only 1/50th. Now we're going to complete the process of the 49. Right, so each day of the count, we're getting rid of the shells of the impurity. And then a part, it's like there's also, not just are you leaving the negative, but you're also picking up a positive, right? So there's like one step we're removing and also elevating. It's like a two-step in each day. There's like we're elevating as well. And that's what it means when we say tamimos. Right? So if you what, you count one, right? So if you missed one, lispor yom echad misofer mikan ve'elech below bracha. Let's say you miss one day. So if you don't, you continue to count, but without a blessing. Why? Because each day is part of this leaving Egypt. But if you missed one day, because then now there's a lack in the entire process of leaving Egypt. And that's why there's something missing. Now, also, this is why the first day of Pesach is included in the count. So that the whole inspiration of the continuation of this count is coming from that first day. Like it says, Mikoznets, Behagadas Matan Moshe, Debelel Pesach. So this is what we kind of covered in the. This is the piece that we covered in the Sifsei Chen. So he says this reference, right? Belel Rishon de Pesach, who bechinas galus hamochim, she'etzem ha'ara ha'mehabori baruch hu, mitgale az pit'om shelo keseder, right? It was not the normal thing. It came from this high, lofty level, and shum, came right through. That's not the normal thing. So this is like a moment of a flash. The acher kach mistaklin ha'mochim v'nofel ha'adam l'kadnas, right? So here we are, there's like, boom, like we're up, elevated, and then guess what? Shum, we fall down. Umichuyav Adam lelaketa oros hakadosha b'hagdara achas la'achas b'mehasvira hakadosha letzeis misvira lechaverta v'la'alot b'chol pam yoter v'yoter ad bo yom chagashvulos hakadosh. So therefore, persons now he's got to take the lights of the kedusha, right? Each one at a time in the day of svira, each day at a time. And in that process, to be able to take each one and elevate till you get to the yom to the day of the holiday of Yom Shavuos Hakadosha, Yom Matan Torah Sein Hakadosha, Lavo Az Liday Etzem Ha'ara Harishona Shem Yom Rishon Shal Pesach. So, like, what are we doing? We're actually working our way back to the level of what we had experienced on the first day of Pesach. Shirano Tenes Koch Ba'Adam Lashuv Lachzor LeKad Musa. So it's almost like you had to taste it. We got a little bit of a taste, and now we're going to work our way back because we want it, because we tasted it, and now we want to make it part of ourselves. The kolzeh who mikach ha'ara rishon hashem mitgala b'yom rishon shel pesach. Right, so that's why. And all this is from the power. So it's like it's like the beginning. It's like this jump start, like a flash of incredible energy, a wave. That's the first day of Pesach. Now, even though we pull it out and it's no longer there, nevertheless, the impact, right, or the what's called the residue for that we from that experience, it's like gives us the power of tepo hakoch sheyuchal achar kach b'meshach me'asfira litchazek v'lahalot b'madrega. The Madrega b'chayom yoter v'yoter, we're able to like strengthen ourselves to go from one step to the other upwards, more and more, until we get to Pesach until Shavuos Hakadosh Man Matan Torsin Letzem Hara Harishona Ad Kam Lashona. So right, so that this from the Matan Moshe, right? So you see this idea that incredible inspiration that incredible experience that was the first night of Pesach. Which doesn't stick with us because it didn't come to us the normal way. So now we're going to work our way back towards it to make it a part of ourselves. Okay, fine. So it definitely explains why we get a sense of why the Chamishim is that it's really that part, that the first night, the whole Yetziyah itself of the first day is part of this process. So that's why it says in a funny way. It really is like, Shmuel Braun, he always says that sometimes to learn Pshat and a Pasuk, you need Chassidus. Otherwise, the Pasuk doesn't make any sense, right? I mean, otherwise, how do you explain? 40? Is it 49? Is it 50? But when you say it this way, it's beautiful. So now you have Nimachras HaShavas, right? That idea that we learned about, the idea that Pesach, the first day, is completely Shabbos in a sense that it's completely inspired by God. We didn't do anything to deserve it. And now it's part of the count of 50. But we're the ones who are going to do the 49. V'svartem lachem. You count for yourself, meaning it's a job for us now. That's like a big deal. Like where you're counting, it's a count that we're doing to make ourselves be worthy of this level of what we experienced on the first night of Pesach. We're working our way back to that. Okay, so now.
Wait, so when we went out at night, when's the first day?
It's
we
the first
night.
Right, so that's the 15th of Nisan. Right, so that's right. So that it's night and day, and then that night is the 16th. At night, is when they started counting Sfira. So we look at it right. It's always night to day. Right, that's the right. It's like night. The day starts at night, and the completion is that day. Right. So that whole day is the first day of Pesach. We experience this incredible thing. tremendous inspiration. We got this incredible burst of Kedusha that we never should have experienced because it wasn't the normal way of the world. But then once we did, now we got a taste of it. It doesn't stick with us. But now you see that this like idea, like talk about the slave mentality or the way that really what he's doing here is he's really saying is that it's more an issue of the tumah. It's not just like being avadim. Like, you know, sometimes we think of like the fact that we were slaves and like therefore we have a certain mentality, which is possible that there's that element. But it's more the like here what he's saying is that there's something that was so corrupt about Egypt that we were so swayed by it or became so entrenched in who we were that we needed this process. We got a taste of something completely otherworldly in the first night of Pesach, in the first day. Now it leaves us, but it leaves this impact on us. It definitely impacted us. So now we understand what that's about. Now we need to work towards getting back to that. Fine. So now there's also V'yesh od inyan b'sfira, shehi hachana l'chaga shvuas v'l'kabbalah satora. Right? So now we're saying the sfira is also a preparation for this event of Kabbalah satora. V'inyano k'masha kasav harav Chaim Vital. Zuchuso le, I'm not sure what that, but either way. Shetaharas hamidos hi b'chinas kisei v'merkava l'kabbalah satora. The process, right, the Taharos Hamidos is the idea of Kisei V'merkava L'Kabbala Sator. What does he mean by that? So now Kisei V'merkava. So just so we just understand. The Kisei, when we call it Hashem's Kisei HaKava, the throne. So that's like the idea of the expression of Hashem's coming down into this world. Right? It's like in our... Like going through like the Lashem, I would almost say it's like it's the Da'as level. It's not Chachma Bina. It's like the Da'as level within the structure of the Ten Sfiros, right? It's like at that level where like, so I think the Kisei sits there. It's something that's like for us attainable in a sense. And then you have the Merkava is the conduit, the way we connect, okay? So he says here, Shetaharas Hamidos, Yibachinas Kisei V'merkava L'Kabbalah Satorah. This process of cleansing or of cleansing or purifying the midos is something like the kisei merkav l'kabbalah satara. Ki kol od sheyehudi einu metaher midosav einu yochal l'kabbalah tara kadosha. Right, as long as a Jew has not really purified his midos, the midosav, he's not fit to receive the Torah. V'ein haTorah yichol l'shros b'kirbo, and it also won't be able to really have any type of impact on him. Okay, al kain k'hachana l'kabbalah satorah. So in order to be able to prepare for kabbalah satorah, natan lana Hashem yisbarach itimei asfira. So if God gives us the ability to get ready for it through these days of sfira, shahavod abahem hi. So what are we doing here? B'taharas hamidos k'dei sheyu ruuyim l'kabbalah satorah kadosha. Right. So this process of the 49 days. Is a process of purifying our midos. V'isav asfar makadoshim that sheminyan memtes yimei asfira ole b'gamashia lev tov. Right, so 32 plus 17 equals lev tov. Okay, so you have the first 32 days, and then you have the back end, the back nine, I know, right? Except, right, so Tov, yeah, at least you have the Tet, right, the back nine plus a six and a two, okay? So you have 17. Asher b'zeh nechlalen kol inyane taharas hamidos shebein adam l'chavera. So here he's talking about, like I thought he's talking about when I started reading, like the midos, like we talked about the seven midos of the spheros, right? Here he's talking about, no, just being the tak in your midos, like leiv Tov. Right, so we know this famous Mishnah, Perkei Avos, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five Talmidim. Let's see, who had each one had a different Midah that jumped out. Who has the best, what's the best Midah of those Midos? Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Amar Lev Tov, Amar Lehem Rani, at Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Midivreichem, Shebechal Dvar Midivreichem. Ki halev hu sharash kol amidos. Because the heart is really, is the root of all the midos. Od isa b'misbar memtet b'gmatria kel chai. Okay, so now you have, it's cute, right? So you have lev tov, and now you have also, 49 can be kel chai. Right, 31 plus 18. V'chidisa mehari hakadosh, sheze hashem hakadosh al midas yisod. Huh. Right, so this is the, right, this name is that of that of yisod, midas yisod. So what is he getting at? Shekasher mitar midas zo, harei umagil lahargish, chiyut be'elokot. Right, you want to be able to really, like, sense the it's a good word, like the vitality of godliness, right? You like that one? Not bad, right? So, but it's like really like the idea of like being like really alive, like and so therefore tafkidam shayimei asfir hu latahir lezachik kol amidos. So now, what is he talking about? He's talking about yisod. Yisod is talking about sexual related things, right? So hein elu shebein adam lechaver lahasig bechinas lev tov. So what we're working towards is purifying these different aspects of ourselves. Right? We work on how we interact, our interpersonal relationships, and also in terms of our purification of ourselves in terms of sexual related things. And then that in turn helps us tap in to Hashem as well. The im kasav hamaral shashlemus ba'adam kolelas gimel inyanim. Right. So the moral says that there are three things that relate to person becoming whole. Shalem im boro, im chavero v'im atzma. Right. Person has to become whole with his Creator, whole with his friends, and whole with himself. Hine et hashlemus hazot tzarach ish Yehudi lahasig b'tikuf hazo kidei she'eroi lahasharas ha'tor kadosha asher tishkom b'kirbo. So now what we're doing in these 49 days is we're working on these three aspects between our relationship with Hashem, our relationship with our fellow man, and with ourselves as well. In order to be able to be prepared, to really, we have to work on our how we relate to ourselves, how we relate to others, and how we relate to Hashem. So that's what we're doing here. We're working towards. So here we have step one. We talked about the process of leaving Egypt, right? Of working through. That's this whole time period is that of working through. It's all a extension of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then stage two also, he's saying, is that we're working towards perfecting ourselves, getting ourselves as individuals ready to be prepared, to be ready to accept, to have the Torah come into us, right? So we have to really like work on ourselves, on how we see ourselves, our self-perceptions, how we, you know, right? And then how we relate to others, and also how we relate to Hashem. So now, v'maran admor b'beis Avram, I think that's it. It's Chusli Agen Aleinu. Amar, Shevet Kufas Sviras HaOmer, Karim B'Torah Et HaParashias HaKlolos Kol Inyani Nigayim V'Inyani Tumos V'Arayos. Right? So you see that. What are we reading in the Parashios? We read about Tzaras. We read about different Tumos. We read about the sexual relationships that are forbidden. Lefi, we have to work through all these issues. So this is a time that also it's set up, it's special to be able to work towards purifying ourselves in these aspects. Right, so there are two aspects. There's one of getting, like, removing the sormirah, the purification side, and then there's also the idea of elevating ourselves. And like they go kind of hand in hand, but they're really like two aspects. Matzino, so we see that v'parshas halelo gam et kol inyanei kedusha kamo parshas kedusha sa'achila v'parshas shmini. Right, where we're going to read about what we can eat, right? Hamistayemes his kadash tem visem kedoshim, right? The idea of attaining kedusha through how we eat. Also, we have parshas kedoshim to you hakolal kedusha v'prishas minarayas, and we have also there the idea, the ideas of kedusha and also about separating from the inappropriate sexual activity. V'kedushas hakohanim v'chohen gadol v'parshas emor v'chin kedushas hamoados. So we see all this stuff. Achakach kedushas haaretz kolal parshas ha'elu. All these parshas that we read during the sfira. Amakifot kol inyanei kedusha ba'os lelamed shezeh ikar shal yishyuhuni, because this is all coming to talk about what the essence of a Jew is, of a holy of a Jew is, right? Like it says, v'atemt yuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, right? We're supposed to be for Hashem a mamleches kohanim and also a like really holy people. V'eina kedusha bebechinas hidur mitba'alma v'tosef esmala, right? It's not something additional. It's like who we are. Ella ze etzem ha'yadus, the etzem shalei Yehudi liyot goy kadosh. Right? It's not like some add-on frill. That's who we are. Lafishi mehasfiram yuadim lihitaher lis kadosh b'kedusha shamala. And so, since this time period of sfira is specially set aside and has a special, it's conducive to being able to purify and become holy. Al kein karen bahem kol inyanei hakedusha mekifin et kol mahut ha'adam Yisrael. So the fact is, when we read the parshios, we'll look, you'll notice, all of a sudden, it's like, you got this shift, it's all talking about kedusha, a lot of kedusha, you know, going on. But it's not a coincidence, because that's the really, like, the work of this time period, is to elevate, is to become purified and holy. So therefore, lefize, mevor ma, shekshinu lama, right? Because when we started out, we said, if you look at the pasuk, it says, you're counting from the day after Shabbos, after, right, from the day that you bring the Omer, 7 weeks, until the after the day of Shabbos, of the seventh, you'll count 50 days, v'hikraftem mincha chadasha l'Hashem. You're going to bring this mincha chadasha. What is that? V'hikraftem lachem mincha chadasha have to do with counting sfira? Ki amnam zehu hayi'ud shayimei sfira. Because the answer is that this is the whole purpose, the whole goal of sfira. Shacharesh yehudi mitaretzmo, that after a Jew purifies himself, and mitake nidosa b'sheva shabosos temimos, right? Right, this is like the idea of the 7 days of whole of a person, like the nida, right? 7 days of purification. We have 7 weeks of purification, and then what will happen? You know what happens at the end of the sphere process? You'll be able to bring a mincha chadasha l'Hashem, lekabel haTorah, and then you'll be able to receive the Torah, like it says, kedisa b'kli yakar dekai al haTorah. She mincha chadasha. They craft him. He's saying is what the mincha chadasha is the Torah, like it says, b'chol yom yu beinecha kechadashim, because the Torah always in its essence is what it's always supposed to look like. It's something that's new and vibrant. V'chein yish b'chol shana v'shana kabbalas haTorah mechudeshes. So every year we come back to the same thing. What is a new event totally? And that's why we don't have a calendar specific date in the Torah for Shavuos. Why? Or even why? When does it start? I don't know. When does it end? I don't know. Right. So it's all an extension from that first day of Pesach, which is explicitly said, right? The whole process here after that first day of Pesach is to get ourselves ready to be able to receive the Torah. And that's why there's no, it's a continuum. There's no date. There's no date. Because that's not what it's about. Zeh Perush HaKasuv. And this is what it means when we say on the day of Bikurim, right? When you bring the Mincha Chadasha to God, Bishvu Oseichem, on the Shvu Oseichem, your weeks. Ki alkei nikra hachag hakadosh shel kabbalas haTorah chag haShvuos, lefi shehu nivne mehashiva shavuos shel mehasfira. The whole, what are you calling it? We're calling it the holiday of weeks, because it's built. It's the whole holiday is an offshoot of the counting. The chokama shehudim mashkiyah mitgagel yoter b'mehasfira l'tahev l'zachikas midosav shebein adam l'chaver or shebein adam l'makom. So the more that a person puts in the effort during the sfira to be able to purify to strengthen Zakik is to really like clear, to clean his midos between himself and his friends, and also between himself and Hashem. It's like a relationship. The more effort, the more you'll be able to attain when it comes to Shavuos. So right, so like the whole idea, the name of the holiday is tied into the Shavuos, to the counting. The Gimel Hazmanim Hakadoshim Ha'elu. So these three holy times, Him Hamshech Echad Shematchil Miyom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. It all is an offshoot, or it's all a continuum from the first day of Pesach. Shebo Meir Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ha'era Al Yonah Betaruta De La'ela BeBechinas Dilut. And so it all starts with Hashem inspiring completely from above this idea of like Dilug, right? What's Dilug? Dilug means to skip, right? It's jumping. So the idea of, right, which you said, we said Pesach, right? He jumps, he passes over. It's like he's like, you know, skipping along. Because it leaves an impact for the rest of Sfira. If it wasn't for the fact that God gave us this inspiration at the beginning of the process, it would be a problem in terms of our being able to attain that this level as we go through the process. So right, so since it left this inspiration, we have this ability. Right, so through this, we have to do this work in order to be able to be zocha to this. The tachli samhi, and so the bottom line is, b'chag Shavuos gufo b'kabbalas haTorah hanivne mishvuos seichem. It's all built on this process, on the weeks. Perish me avodas shiva shavuos as the sfira as who has man shall have grafted mincha chadasha l'Hashem. You're not bringing that mincha chadasha unless you have your weeks. You got to do the weeks. You put in your weeks. You put in that effort. You can bring a mincha chadasha. Mincha chadasha is not happening unless you do that. It's not really. You can bring a mincha. It's not chadasha, right? So it's v'grafta mincha chadasha l'Hashem because of the weeks and the works that we do during this time period. The Maran Admor, the Beis Avram, Zechus Yagen Aleinu, Amar Al Hakasuf v'Sfartem Lachem Imarchas Hashabbos, v'Sfartem Milashon Evin Sapir. Okay, Sfartem. You're going to count the Evan Sapir. What does that mean? So there's a stone that has like it illuminates. It has a, it shines. The Spartan,
sapphire.
Huh?
Sapphire.
Sapphire, right? But it has it shines.
Yeah.
So the Spartan lachem perish heiru et inyane heiru et inyane lachem. Heiru et inyane lachem. Right, so you should illuminate the things that relate to you, the hainu, ha'inyanim hagashmiu, the physical things. Ve'ikar b'zeh hu mimachras ha'shabas, and this is coming from mimachras ha'shabas. Okay, what does that mean? So he has to get in. He always likes to tie in Shabbos, right? Like there's a little Shabbos action here. Ki ha'shabas atzma. He kemoshekasev kodesh hilachem Shabbos Hamalka. Right, Shabbos is this idea; it's holy to you. Shabbos Hamalka kemoshe pirshu Rabbosenu Hakadoshim shebeShabbos kodesh. Right, so when it comes to Shabbos, Afilu inyane lachem hatanu gim hagashmiim him gam kim kadosh. Right? We elevate the physical. So even the pleasures of the physical become elevated, they become holy. Al kein bakan atzivoy shetizkiku v'ta'iru et inyane lachem gam im rachas hashabbos. So the idea is, the commandment is that we should cleanse, we should purify, we should illuminate the things that are related to us, meaning our gashmi side, mimachras haShabbos, from that which comes from Shabbos. V'zos aidei hasmi hasira. So through the days of Sira, because that is shehem b'chinas memutza ben Shabbos l'chol. Because what Sira is, it's the middle point. It's the thing that connects Shabbos to the mundane. V'hu'al derech ma'ashamar od maran z'chus yakinelin ol ha'pasik v'sheva shabbatos mimos tiyena she'imei ha'tshuva heim zayin milvad sh'imei rosh hashanah v'yom ha'kippurim. 7. Because what is the 10 days of asar simei tshuva, right, are 7 days plus 3. Because you have the 7 days, take out Rosh Hashanah 2 days, and you take out Yom Kippur, you have left with 7. V'sheva ha-shavatot heim keneged shivat yimei ha-tshuva. So the 7 weeks of 7 are parallel to the 7 days of the 7 days of tshuva. V'yesh levarod b'zeh, shetafkid yimei ha-tshuva hu la-shuvel al ha-chateim. So the whole idea of the tshuva process, yimei ha-tshuva, is to be able to do tshuvas, to return from those sins. Again, the emphasis on for you. Because this is the time of tshuva to do a tikkun on the things that are related to us. Right, to be able to take the things that are the pleasures of the physical that are permitted. And so he's taking up a notch, not just to elevate and to sanctify that which is mutter. So taking the physical and purifying or elevating it to kedusha, like it says, "Usfartem lachem lahayir v'lizachech in yane lachem." Who al derech shebiarnu b'makom acher liyashiv hastira shamar chazal al dor yotzim mitzrayim shalom haya echa mehem paretz barayas. It's interesting. He's saying what was unique to the people that came out of Egypt is that they were actually there was tremendous fidelity, right? So that in terms of sexuality, they were very much not involved in extramarital type of activity. Okay, there was tremendous fidelity. But nevertheless, they were still had sunk into the 49 levels of tumah. So here they were acting quote unquote properly, but they still weren't doing it properly. Now, therefore, the Yimei HaSfira miyuadim l'takein haheter, ki Yimei HaSfira heim ha'achana l'kabbalas haTorah. Because what we're saying is that since the Sfira is a time that we're getting ready for receiving the Torah, the Yavsho l'kabbalas haTorah. So he's saying basically, like, you would think that what, here I'm doing everything right, that would be enough. It's like, no, I got to take it up another notch. We got to elevate ourselves. Well, even the things that we're doing that we think are proper, we still have room to take that up a notch. Right? So he's saying, like, there's a purification level even within that which we're doing, like, meaning, there's still more room in that, and even in that realm. The Alpiza, so it could be, you know, how you apply this is that, you know, we're not necessarily have the proper focus, or we're not, even if we're going through the proper things and doing things properly, it's still missing an element of zeal or focus that we might have to take, to put it, to invest, to be able to take it up a notch. So now, right, so the latter part of the pasuk, which says we're going to bring a mincha chadash al Hashem. So mincha chadash al Hashem, roshei tevos lechem. Okay, you see that? So mem, right? So the first letter of each Mincha Chadash Hashem spells Lechem. Mirumaz l'shtei ha'inyanam hanikram Lechem. So Lechem kipshuto. So you have two aspects. One is bread, literally bread. And also the Lechem kidrashas chazal al pasuk ki im ha'lechem asher hu ochel. Ze inyan shtei ha'lechem b'chag kabbalas ha'torah lakriv shtei inyanam elu karban la'ashem yisparach. Right, there's lechem. Lechem means bread, and lechem means your significant other, right? Your sexual partner. Okay, so the idea of now bringing the shtei halechem on Chagash on the holiday of receiving the Torah is you want to bring both of these aspects to God. So v'al pizeh tityashiv hastira shematzin lachar be'inyan chametz. So this also explains this the paradox by chametz, because on Chaga Pesach Asar Torah Kol Kach Kol Inyanei Chametz, right? We take the extreme in terms of chametz, like it says in the Rambam, the Mitzvah Hashasos Chametz, Shivatel Chametz Belibo, Yachshov Oto Ke'afar, the Shekol Chametz Shebirushuso Hareu Kedavar Shein Bo Tzorach Klal Ad Kan. Right, so when it comes to the removal of chametz, you have to like completely remove it from your heart, make it as if it's like the dust of the land. Anything, any chametz that's in your possession, it's like has no kedusha, ein bo tzorach klal. There's no, it has no utility whatsoever. So mashma shachametz roy lerachko betachlis, that right. It has to be completely removed, distanced completely. Now, v'acher kol zeh, b'chag ha'shavuos amra Torah lahavi et karban shtei alechem asher dafka chametz tiafena bikurim la'Hashem. Here we are. We start the whole process. No chametz, to the extreme. Then we count this whole process. We're elevating, and what do? Chametz. Like it says, Yesh Lavin Bekasov, Ki Kol Seor V'Chol Devash, L'Saktir Mimeno Yishel Hashem, Karban Reishis Kari Rosom Hashem. Dim Ein Lakrev Chametz L'Mizbeach. If you're never supposed to bring Chametz to the Mizbeach, Madua B'Karban HaReishis, Shehu Shtei Alechem, B'Chag HaShuos, Hatzivu Davka Lakrivim B'Chametz. I don't get this. If normally you don't bring any type of Karban with a Mincha that has leaven, why you bring the first one from Chametz? Achein, merumaz bezel al pi ha'amor, so that what's being taught here, based on what we said, dekai ashtei ha'inyanam hanal, hanikra'im lechem, because what we're addressing here is the two aspects what we call lechem. Amnam, sha'amnam lefnei, shementaher mizachek shtei inyanam halalu. Before we get into this whole process of cleansing ourselves and getting ourselves elevated, what do we have? An Isser Chametz. Sha'az Sarach Liyot Etzlo Kedavar She'en Bo Tzorach Klal. Right? So like that, we're starting at zero. Remove. Ki kol Oshe Yehudi Meshuka B'mem Teh Shari Tuma Eni Yachal Ahal Karban La'Hashem Et Anyanim Ha'sheyesh Lehem Shaychus L'Taivos. We're not in the place where we can start elevating things that are related to our desires. Right? So we start on Pesach. We gotta remove it. We go to zero. Aval acharei taharas hamidos shalimei hasfira. But now that we've gone through this whole process of 49 days, kishekvar tiarat atzmen mitayvos elu bebchinas v'svartem lachem afilu inyanei lachem, where we've worked on ourselves to elevate ourselves on these issues that are so physical and so involved in our normal taivos. Now that we've gone through the process, we can elevate these things that are bread oriented. If a person now has gone through this process and he's already now purified himself properly, now you can take all these energies and you can bring it to God. So the idea is that when you count for you, you work on yourselves, you work on ourselves, And if we do the proper work on ourselves, within ourselves, within our how we interact with others, how we interact with Hashem, then we're able to do, then what do we get to? The ability to bring this to God, the lechem to Hashem, both the actual physical bread and the things related to, you know, these types of relationships. Right? It says that Hashem created the Yetzirah and He created the Torah as its tavlin, as its spice. Lifnei kabbalas ha'tara, shadayin ein et ha'tavlin le'etzahara, asur lehakriv karban mechametz. Before we get to Torah, the kabbalas ha'tara, we don't have the tavlin for the Yetzahara, we're not in the position to bring a karban mechametz. Ki adayin yesha le'tahar inyanim elu b'tachlis, ad kidei lehakrivam karban l'ashem. V'rak acharei shemekalma Torah, only when we get to receive the Torah, at that point, but both through the process that he's described in working through, and also getting the Torah, that power of what the Torah represents, then we can bring this mincha chadash al Hashem, karban mechudash, a completely new karban. Shafilu sor v'dvar shichon kfar lahaktir isha al Hashem. We can now bring the total package. We can bring these different energies that would probably in the past before working through them would be imperfections, and now through the process we're now able to bring it anew to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and an elevated state of being.
Awesome piece.
That's nice, isn't it?
It's classic Nesivah Shalom.
Yeah. No, it's really the way, you know, the takeaway, you know, like you read a pasuk now, you go, okay, it says you count 7 weeks and you count 50 days. Now you understand it's coming from Pesach. We count, that's included the day of Pesach, the first day of Pesach itself, because that's the process. This is now, we are in the process of continuously leaving Egypt, both from removing the negativity and also building on the positive aspects as well, and then ultimately we're able to bring a mincha chadash al Hashem, right? It's like what does a mincha chadash al Hashem have to do with counting Sfira, you know? But when you understand that Sfira is a process of elevation, then when you're done with it, what is the outgrowth or the output of that is v'kraft a mincha chadash al Hashem. You bring a new karban to Hashem because you're in a completely new elevated state. Yeah, it's nice. Very nice.
Yeah, the idea of the Rishima, like, did we talk about this before? About the, was it from the Midrash where they say that the child in the womb is taught the entire Torah Kula, but then the angel comes
right and takes it out.
It leaves the Rishima the same way, and we have to, over our lifetime now.
Right, get back to that. But at least we can, if we let ourselves, we can sense that it was like we were there at one point. The pure.
We had a similar flash.
Yeah.
Something, you know.
Yep. So that's the story. So God willing, the books will come. We'll see. Okay. Otherwise, that or I did look at, like, I was looking around. I saw a nice piece in the Maral related to the Aseres HaDibros also, but from the Tiferes Yisrael. But whatever. Hopefully we'll be back to Sif Sechein. All right.
It's all right.